I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Just going to check, see if I can get a... my phone's not going to give me the update on the weather. I was curious what the temperature is outside right now at just after noon. It looks hot. I mean... when you leave the house in the morning and it's already 83, 84 degrees, that's hot. And Kang, are you going to the blower next week? You're going to Vegas next week?
Yeah, the dry heat.
And it is different. There clearly is a difference there.
Leaving 100 degree weather for 110 degree weather.
I was going to say, have you looked ahead to see what it's like there?
I know. The last I checked, it's going to be like 105. Like it's lower 100s.
That's fine. You'll take that.
But the thing is, you know how I feel? Because you and I think we both agree on this. We prefer warm weather over cold weather.
100%.
So I'll bitch all winter long. That's what I do. Yeah. So I will not say a word when it's too hot. I acknowledge it that it's very hot, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to say it is very hot outside, Gator, but I will deal with it because that I prefer over shoveling snow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it limits things that you can do outside for sure, which sucks. And we can get into that a little bit later. But I was just thinking, okay, so you're leaving next week for Vegas where it's going to be in the low hundreds.
Yeah, let me check right now.
Yeah. I'm going to be leaving for Vegas in a few weeks at the end of the month.
All right, right now, Vegas next week. When do you want to start this? Saturday? Saturday, 104, 104, 104, 105, 106, 108, 109, 110 by the time I leave Vegas. And it's just straight sun, not even a cloud. Like, you know, sometimes like partly cloudy. Yeah, like, yeah, no,
none of that.
It's going to be freezing by the time you get back here.
And then Michigan, what's Michigan going to be like? I think you guys cool off a little bit.
It cools off to the mid-80s.
Yeah, there we go.
I saw that. I saw Stephanie Mead put that out. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I saw that.
I enjoy her weather report.
She's great. but the, I'm you know, look, I've done the Vegas trip the last few years, and it's always been late July, early August, and look, it's not my choosing when we go. It's my buddy. He makes the decision. We just follow. Okay, sure. It's always been like 115.
Dude, people are like, anytime you make a trip to Vegas in the summer, they're like, oh, you decided to go then. I'm like, what's the summer in Vegas? It's always going to be 100 unless you're going in November.
Yeah. It's hot. Yeah. Okay. Now, the interesting thing is that there's still stuff to do.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of stuff
to do. You can handle, like, walking in Vegas when it's 115 in the dry heat, it does make a difference.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that makes the big difference in Vegas when you're walking in the heat is that you can always duck into a casino.
Where it's 40 below.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's so damn cold.
It's like...
you know, I carry sunglasses with me, so I walk outside with sunglasses, and I'm constantly changing my glasses to my regular glasses when I get into into a casino. Sometimes there's might be some precipitation, like they fog up because of the temperature difference. It's really just crazy. But you know, when you're in a pool, it makes a world of difference.
Well, the thing is, like,
this is tough right now here, though.
Yeah, we speak of dry heat, but it's true because it's not sticky. You know, you're not like, you know how it is in Michigan when it's the hot, humid summers. It's like you're just people that don't sweat. I don't really sweat that much. I'm a sweat. I got to bring a towel in my car. My lower back is like soaked. You know what I mean? When you're driving around, it doesn't matter if you have the AC on or not. But in Vegas, it's just straight heat. It's a furnace.
So, Bobby, you run. Oh, he's answering phones right now, but I have a question for him. Because he famously says that he runs cool. You famously say that you run cool, right? We've been on a bunch of remotes where it's hot out, and you're like, I run cool anyway.
Well, no, I mean, I run hot. That's why I wear shorts all the time. Even when we were out at Gate A like earlier this year, and I was still wearing shorts, and you guys were wearing jackets and
yeah,
pants.
This is true. We're freezing out there, and you're like, oh, no, that's nice.
Yeah, no, it felt good.
So how does weather like this affect you?
Oh, I'm dying. Yeah. No, as soon as
the opposite.
Yeah, he runs hot.
I hop in my truck and it says like it's when I get in there, it's over 100 degrees.
Right.
So it's horrible. So, I mean, AC on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that. And I leave the, when I came home, I let the back door open. It's got a little doggy door to it. Lois goes out. She came back in like 2 minutes later and she's panting like crazy. I mean, all right, we're going to shut the door. You're not going outside anymore. You know, if you're going to go outside, it's going to be under supervision because you're just going to do something stupid, run around, and that's not good. Be careful of your pets out there today, folks. Just an FYI, and stay hydrated if you can. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We've been talking about the Pistons and the World Cup. We'll get in some Red Wings and Tigers a little bit later. And also, you know, things you're doing in the Heat a little bit later too. But, you know, with the Pistons talk, I feel like we're all waiting for the other shoe to drop. We played the different cuts from Brian Windhorst and Kendrick Perkins that have differing views on what the Pistons have done in the offseason thus far. Kendrick Perkins thinks, oh, this is a better team. They're in good shape. And Windhorst seems to think like they missed out on major opportunities. They thought that they were clearing space, that they were going to do something grand. I mean, he tweeted about it last week and he talked about it last week and started that storm of people saying, wait a minute, did you hear what Windhorst said? The Pistons are going to go after Kawhi Leonard. They're going to go after LeBron James. They're going to go after, you know, Jaylen Brown or whomever. And we started dreaming, oh, can we make this happen, make this happen? And then here it goes. Kawhi Leonard goes to Toronto. Jaylen Brown gets traded to Philadelphia. LeBron is the odds-on favorite to go to Cleveland. And what does that leave the Pistons with? Hoping we can make a Trey Murphy trade, I guess. 248-539-9797. Let's go back to the phones. And Wes is next up in Detroit. Wes, welcome to 97.1.
What's going on, brothers?
Hey, Wes.
Man, listen, I like what the Pistons did, but they do have to make significantly better, a couple more improvements. I'm looking at their roster. They still got too many guards on the roster. The big men are cool, but I think they still need help in that department. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Durin. Me personally, I think he should have been re-signed. There's nothing else out there. If he does want to go to Sacramento, what do you get back in that trade? But Zach LaVine, Sabonis, or who knows? I mean, John Collins is a real good upgrade. I actually like him. He's gotten better. Isaiah Joe is a good piece, but as far as like a big trade, like with the Jaylen Browns and them, I would have made that move even if it would have cost us Durin, because you could get anybody to play center. It's just the stoic attitude of Trajan Langdon. It's kind of really getting on my nerves. Like, brother, you gonna make a move or not? Like, be a little bit enthusiastic about it. That's just my take on it.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Wes. I appreciate it.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The team would look completely different if it was Jaylen Brown instead of Jaylen Durin. They would absolutely have their number two. There would be unquestioned they got, you know, Batman and Robin working out there, right? Or Batman and Superman out there.
Yeah,
working
or Batman and Batman. Yeah.
Batman and Batman. That would absolutely be pretty sweet to look at. However, you know, the previous caller, Wes, says that you can get anybody to play center. I don't think that's true. I think that's just completely overlooking what the position could be and overlooking what Jaylen Durin can be. But we saw Jaylen Durin in the playoffs. It was terrible. We saw Jaylen Durin in regular season. He was great. So find a way to get Jaylen Durin, regular season Jaylen Durin, playing in the playoffs, and the Pistons were probably playing for an NBA championship if that was the case. But it didn't happen that way. And now everything is up for question. Could they have gotten Jaylen Brown if they were willing to get Jaylen Durin? I'd have to think yes. But because the ghost of Paul George and a couple of draft picks doesn't move the needle. Getting Jaylen Durin and some draft picks would.
Well, I think clearly the Celtics just wanted to get rid of Jaylen Brown at all costs. Did not matter. They wanted to dump him, dump his salary, dump him, you know, everything about the situation completely. I don't know if they were going to want Jaylen Durin in return, though. Although he's a better player like right now than Paul George, as far as, you know, just the future and currently. They did go get Mitchell Robinson. You know, they analytically love Mitchell Robinson and all the extra possessions, the effort, the defense he brings. So I think they were like, we got our center. There's probably no reason to even talk to Detroit. We don't want Dern. We don't want to sign that max contract. And we're just going to move on from Jaylen Brown. So as much as I would have loved to have Jaylen Brown here, I don't think it was really even a possibility. Unless they could somehow work it with keeping Jaylen Dern under the cap.
I just have a real hard time thinking that was possible without moving something like Jaylen Dern. And when we talked about it last week, that was kind of part of that discussion too. But it was also before the Pistons made these other signings. Would they have been more in line of giving up tons of, you know, on the periphery along with draft capital to acquire him? We even talked about giving up four first round picks. And would that have appealed? But they made some signings yesterday, and then you see Jaylen Brown gets traded, and okay, well, when all said and done, obviously they didn't have what Boston would have wanted, which is hard. It's hard to accept that. It sucks. And now they're in a position like, okay, what's next? What's next for the Pistons? What do you got for your starting five? They still haven't officially re-signed Jaylen Dern. I assume that's going to happen, but what kind of attitude is Jaylen Dern going to have when he was exploring the other options, when he was openly courting those other teams and didn't get the offer sheet that he thought? In fact, those teams both, or at least one of them, the Lakers, they completely pivoted. And then it was thought that, okay, well, the Celtics are going to get involved. There was that report that happened yesterday or the day before. Well, the Celtics didn't do it with Jaylen Brown because they went out and they signed, as you said, Mitchell Robinson.
Or Jaylen Dern, you mean? Yeah,
yeah, Jaylen. Well,
too many Jaylens.
Right. No, but this is what Jaylen Dern was looking at. I was looking at the Lakers, looking at Sac Kings, and then there was a report that said that Boston would get involved, and obviously Boston signed their center. Lakers got their guy, and Sacramento's still saying, hey, we have Sabonis, and the Pistons don't want to do it because they don't want...
They probably don't want Sabonis. He's older.
There's
he's
a lot
got
that
contract. They
don't want. Yeah.
But there is a report, though, that Mark Spears from ESPN said that Jaylen Dern is still meeting with the Sacramento Kings representatives. I think they're in Miami or something, or his agent is. So that's not completely dead. The only issue is, like,
we
just
brought
up. It's
just going to set the salary for what the Pistons are going to pay. I don't think it's going to be a sign of trade.
The thing is, they need to trade. If Sacramento wants Jaylen Dern, they have to do a sign and trade. That's the only way they can get him. And if the Pistons say, we don't want Sabonis, then what are we doing here, right? There's nothing to talk about. As far as the Kings, so I don't know if they're trying to convince the Pistons to take Sabonis or Zach LaVine or whoever. But
well, if you're Sacramento, the only thing you can do is say, we're going to give Jaylen Dern the max. You know, we're going to, so, you know, you're going to lose all this. Would you take one of these other guys, or, you know, are you willing to pay the max for Jaylen Dern?
They can't even offer him the max without getting under the cap, though.
That's true. It's a mess.
That's what I'm saying. They have nothing. They have to convince the Pistons to do a sign trade. And Langdon goes, I'm not doing a signing trade. Stop asking.
I'm blocking your call. We're not taking any more calls from Sacramento at this point. What if we got Trey Murphy? Okay, well, then we'll talk. But anyway, that's tough to do. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.